For Washington, this is VOA News. Pope Francis took some Syrian refugees back to Rome after a quick visit to the Greek island of Lesbos Saturday, where refugees have been living in camps.
Sono accolti dal Vaticano.
The Pope said the refugees are welcome at the Vatican and that they will get help to find work. He said they are guests of the Vatican. Francis said his decision to bring them back to Rome was purely humanitarian and not a political act. However, it comes as attitudes in Europe appear to be hardening over accepting more refugees. Strong aftershocks continue to rattle Japan's main southern island of Kyushu today as rescuers confronted harsh weather conditions. They are in a race to rescue dozens of people believed still trapped or buried under collapsed buildings following two earthquakes. At least 41 people have died and nearly 2,000 have been injured so far. This evacuee said aftershocks are continuing, so she cannot begin to think what's ahead. Tens of thousands of police, medics, firemen, and self-defense force troops are involved in the rescue and recovery effort. And on the other side of the Pacific, a 7.8 magnitude quake has hit along the coast of Ecuador. No word right now on injuries or damage. General Rabi Abubakar of Nigeria's military says they are continuing with the fight to combat terrorism and will not be deterred from efforts to rescue all civilians, including the kidnapped Chibok schoolgirls who have been abducted by the Islamic militant group Boko Haram. This is VOA News. 9 Yemen nationals have been transferred to Saudi Arabia from the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. President Obama is seeking to make good on a 2008 campaign promise to close that facility, a vow that has met stiff opposition from Republicans both inside and outside of the government. Republican 2016 presidential hopefuls have vowed to send more terror suspects to the facility rather than closing it. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter compared the Islamic State to cancer and said the insurgent group must be destroyed in Iraq and Syria because that is where all of these things arose.
And we need to destroy it there so it'll become clear to everybody that there can't be a state. There isn't going to be a state based on this ideology.
Secretary Carter spoke during a visit to the United Arab Emirates, part of an effort to get Gulf nations to help Iraq as it fights the Islamic State. He said it is vital to have a capable local force in place once the Islamic State is defeated to be sure someone keeps them defeated. Mr. Carter also plans to talk with Gulf Cooperation Council leaders about how to fight the Islamic State more effectively. He says the military campaign will be accelerated. French President François Hollande arrives in Egypt today for a visit intended to shore up security cooperation and produce a lucrative weapons deal despite sharp criticism by rights groups. Hollande's Cairo leg is part of a four-day trip to the Middle East that began Saturday in Lebanon and then Tuesday in Jordan. There he will address shared concerns with Arab allies ranging from terrorism and instability in Iraq, Syria, and Libya to the refugee crisis and the long simmering Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In U.S. politics, Texas Senator Ted Cruz continues to erode front-runner Donald Trump's lead in the Republican presidential campaign, taking all 14 delegates at stake in Saturday's party convention in Wyoming. Cruz also was Wyoming's top candidate as the county convention's last month when he took 9 of 12 available delegates. Opinion polls have Trump holding on to a wide lead over Cruz, who told supporters they have the power of more than one vote.
I'm not suggesting voter fraud. But if every one of you picks up the phone and gets 9 other people to vote, you will have voted 10 times.
It is unclear if that will be enough to propel Cruz ahead of Trump. And his other rival, Ohio Governor John Kasich, on Tuesday when New York holds its primary. On the Democratic side, former New York Senator Hillary Clinton holds a double-digit lead in the New York polls over her rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
That's the latest world news from VOA.